As the cardinals begin the sacred task of choosing the next pope in the conclave, let's look back at the extraordinary bond between a humble friar with the stigmata and the successors of Saint Peter. Stay tuned to hear the insights. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's topic. Today I want to share with you something that isn't talked about very often. Padre Pio's deep relationship with the popes. Throughout his life, Padre Pio remained devoted and obedient to St. Peter's successors, even during moments of great trial and misunderstanding. But let's start from the beginning. On the day of his investiture into the Capuchin order in 1903, young Francesco Forgione chose the name Pius, or Pio in Italian, in honor of Saint Pope Pius V, the pope who had led the church in faithfully applying the reforms of the Council of Trent. This wasn't just a symbolic gesture. It was a quiet statement of allegiance to the church and to the mission of preserving her teachings. That devotion to the papacy and church teaching continued throughout his whole life. For example, in a letter to Pope Paul VI, dated September 12, 1968, just days before his death, Padre Pio wrote, "I offer you my prayers and daily sufferings as a small but sincere contribution on the part of the least of your sons, in order that God may give you comfort with His grace to follow the straight and painful way in the defense of eternal truth." His reverence extended to other pontiffs as well. Long before Saint Pius X was canonized, Padre Pio would refer to him as a true saint, the true image of our Lord. His admiration for Pope Pius XII was also noted. On one occasion, he asked a priest heading to Rome to deliver a message, "Say to His Holiness that I offer my life for His, with a heart full of joy." But, as many of you know, Padre Pio's relationship with the Vatican was not always simple. The unusual spiritual phenomena that surrounded him, especially the stigmata, raised concern and even suspicion. Fearing excessive veneration from the faithful, the Holy Office imposed strict limitations on him. He was forbidden to celebrate Mass publicly or even meet with the faithful. Even when Pope Pius XI lifted some of these restrictions in 1933, the cloud of doubt didn't fully disappear. Decades later, in 1960, Pope John XXIII ordered a new investigation, once again leading to public restrictions. It wasn't until 1964 that those were lifted at the request of Pope Paul VI. But the story doesn't end with difficulties. In 1947, a young Polish priest named Karol Wojtyla, the future John Paul II, made a pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo and confessed to Padre Pio. During the confession, Padre Pio told him, "You will be Pope, but there will be blood and violence." During that same visit, Padre Pio shared a little-known suffering with the young priest, the hidden wound on his shoulder, corresponding to the one Christ bore from the weight of the cross. Years later, in 1962, Father Wojtyla wrote to Padre Pio asking for prayers for a close friend, Wanda Poltavska, who was suffering from terminal cancer. Shortly after, the mother of four was miraculously healed, a moment the future Pope never forgot. Long after Padre Pio's death, the connection with the papacy remained. In 2009, Pope Benedict XVI made a pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo, drawing a beautiful parallel between Padre Pio and St. John Vianney, two priests fervently devoted to prayer, the confessional, and the Eucharist. Then, in 2016, Pope Francis named Padre Pio one of the patrons of the Jubilee Year of Mercy. For this occasion, Padre Pio's body was brought to Rome and placed in St. Peter's Basilica, where thousands came to venerate the humble friar who had spent his life hearing confessions, offering sacrifice, and calling souls back to God. And so we see, despite trials and misunderstandings, Padre Pio remained steadfast in his love and obedience to the popes. His story is a powerful witness to what true fidelity to the Church looks like. As we conclude, let's not forget to pray for the Church and for a good and holy Pope to lead us forward. May the Lord rise up a shepherd after his own heart to guide us through these times. Padre Pio, please pray for a good new Pope and for us. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.